It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Deborah Amos. In South Africa, 3,200 gold miners are being rescued from underground after an accident cut power to the mine's elevator. The rescue operation at the mine southwest of Johannesburg is round the clock, and the miners who've been brought to the surface are reported to be doing well. There have been no injuries or deaths. Yoshira Rampersan is with the South African Press Association in Johannesburg, South Africa. She's been following this story. Good morning.
Good morning.
How's the rescue operation going? How many miners are still trapped?
So far, the rescue operation is going well. Half of the 3,200 miners have been brought to the surface, and their rescue workers are working at the moment and trying to get the other half up.
In this country, we're used to imagining the underground of a coal mine. I understand a gold mine is a little bit different. Are all these people in one place?
Yes, they are in one place, on level 73 of the mine. That is about 2 kilometers underground or 1.2 miles underground.
So we are talking about more than 3,000 people standing, waiting to be rescued as time has gone on.
Yes, since 10 a.m. yesterday.
How are these people getting out?
They are being brought out with a lift that's being used to extract the miners out. The lift is usually used to move tools, but they've modified it to bring 75 people up at a time. During half an hour interval.
Wow, so doing that math, it's going to take them a while to get this many people out from underground.
They're expecting to have all of them out by 5 p.m. this afternoon, so SA time.
How did the accident occur? What happened to this elevator shaft?
The elevator shaft, apparently a falling pipe damaged the elevator, and that's how it happened.
What happened next? Did the company tell people that they were coming to get them? How did the miners respond?
No, not really. Not really. The miners were quite upset when they got out of the mine because they had no communication with the company. But there are rescue workers in there at the moment speaking to them, and they have taken food and water for them as well.
Have you ever been inside a gold mine?
No, not really.
Do you have any idea what it looks like down there? It's hard to imagine 3,000 miners standing all in one place.
I know, but I think the place was quite big, actually.
It would have to be.
So, yes, quite a bit of open space as well.
And so all of these miners are then able, of course, to talk to each other. They could almost have quite a large meeting under there with 3,000 people waiting to be rescued.
Yes, they were all together. They were helping each other, assisting each other. And they seem to be fine now. They're coming out hungry, but they're quite relieved.
It has happened. This one has gone relatively well. No one was injured. No one was killed. But there have been past incidences in South Africa where people have been killed in gold mines, correct?
There have been quite a few of those in South Africa. I think the biggest mining disaster was in 1960 at the Colebrook mine in the Free State, where 437 miners were buried alive.
Does this lead, this particular accident, to new measures? One, I would imagine, in communications with the people underground.
The mine management are not saying anything on that at the moment because they say that it is under investigation. But they deny any negligence on their part. So they don't want to speak on that at the moment.
Well, thank you very much. The South Africa Press Association's Yoshira Rampersan. She's reporting from Johannesburg, South Africa.